Across the country, people are stunned by the shootings of police officers in Dallas. The violence unfolded right at the end of a peaceful protest over two fatal police shootings, one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the other in suburban St. Paul, Minnesota. Now in Dallas, at least five officers were killed, seven others injured. Two civilians were also wounded. To get a sense of the reaction in Rhode Island to these police shootings that sparked the Dallas protest and the deaths of the police officers, we turn to Jim Vincent, president of the NAACP Providence branch. Jim, thanks for talking to us.
Well, Dave, thanks for the opportunity.
The most recent killings of black men by police, widely seen on video, of course, seen across the world, increased even more the tension between law enforcement and black communities. And now with the ambush killing of the police officers in Dallas, are you afraid that things could truly get out of hand in parts of this country?
Well, I think we all should have that fear. I don't think that's going to happen, but to not think that that's a possibility, I think one should not bet on anything. I just feel that in terms of the black community, there's a fatigue in terms of seeing the endless numbers of black men killed under the most questionable circumstances. So there's a fear now that no matter if you comply or not, you could be killed. And there's just this anger because, you know, why should anyone have this thought that I might not be able to come home because of the color of my skin? It just is a burden that's too much for any group of people. I think the events that played out in Baton Rouge and in St. Paul just underscored how easy it is for people to just lose their life.
Do you think the officer's reaction might have been different had the driver been white?
Well, that's speculation. You know, I think there's a lot of people in this country, black and white, that feel that it would have been different. You don't hear a lot about white victims of police in this country being gunned down. Don't hear about it. And of course, you would hear about it if that happened in that fashion. So it seems to be an exclusive thing of police officers against young black and Latino men, or especially black men. And it's not an isolated incident, as President Barack Obama described. It's a trend. It's a pattern. This has been happening in our community for decades. And only now, because of the videos, is coming to light. In some cases, you know, there is justifiable force. And you understand that. You know, some people don't comply. They don't do the right thing. They are criminals. So, you know, we want them out of our communities. We want the police to protect and serve us. We need the police. We respect the police. But when they act in a non-professional way and when they all of a sudden are there to occupy and harass, that just gives the department a bad name.
What do you think of relations between local police departments, law enforcement, and communities of color in the Rhode Island area?
I think those relationships are excellent. They're not perfect. We're working on some things to make it better. But I think in general, Rhode Islanders get a good grade in terms of the community and the police departments. I think both sides work hard to work out issues and to be a part of each other's lives and to get to know each other and build relationships. My concern, though, is I think the Dallas community also worked hard in terms of police community relations and do the same things. So to me to think that it can never happen in Rhode Island, I can't say that, even though I think it's less likely.
Jesse Jackson told the BBC following the Dallas killings that the focus should not be on better policing, but on improving the lives of black Americans in general. What's your reaction to that?
Well,
statement?
I agree. I think that, you know, when you have people that are not in abject poverty, or you have people that are not very low income, you have a different dynamic. The communities are different. The policing is different. We need to work on all of that. There are disparities in this country that are obvious and can't be disputed based on race. So we need to work on those things. But while we're working on them, we want to make sure we have excellent police community relations as well.
For folks who may remember the unrest of the 60s that followed Dr. King's assassination, the situation in Watts, do you see any similarities between the general malaise that was going on then and how people are feeling now?
Well, I think the way people feel now, there's an anxiety based on economics. You have middle class, you know, shrinking by the day, so people are up against it. There's a tension. You have that as a context. And then you have people that are on police forces that shouldn't be on police forces. They're not fit to be there because they don't meet the standard of what it takes to be an excellent officer. But I think that if we don't get this police community thing right, and you continue to have black young men and also police officers being killed, we're going to have chaos. We cannot have police being killed, period. And we cannot continue to have these young black men being gunned down for the most questionable of reasons. It's just, we have to just come clean and say, these things cannot continue. We have to stop this. We have to figure out why it's happening, and we have to come together, and we have to end it.
Jim Vincent, president of the Providence branch of the NAACP. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Dave.